When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Everyone.
And will it let me say, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
He's saying
maybe 6 feet ain't so.
Come on, Howard!
Hold me now! I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, there we go.
The phones are out. Videos are being shared. Things are going well.
Videos are being shared.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yes.
Dude, hold on.
What?
Ike's got to do at least 7:30 Creed with Coop, man.
You don't think
Coop's a Creedsman?
No, I don't think he is.
I guarantee the crowd will be.
The crowd will be a Creedsman.
Are you trying to get me to do Creed again?
I'm just kidding.
30 past every hour.
I'm going to get Hugh to sing it.
Yeah.
You know, and Elliot.
Yep.
Well, he'll want to sing higher. He's more of a hires man.
Yeah.
Elliot?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are at Chickies and Pete's. Brendan Graham Show is happening at 6 today. Howard Eskin here. I will host with BG and Howard. And then the Players Lounge at 7 with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. And, of course, this week's guest is Cooper DeJean.
Coop.
How about BG? Out there yesterday.
Coach BG?
Yeah. Believe me, he don't want to be a coach.
No. Yeah.
but it was great that he got a chance to get out there and be with the team.
Yep.
And give some inspirational words and words of encouragement and be on the sideline with him. So that was pretty cool to see.
And there was a thing in the third quarter, I believe. Romo was talking to Fangio, I guess, in the production meetings. And Fangio said, "You're not done." So.
Well, hey, how about that?
Yeah.
Did Howie know?
I don't know.
I was going to say, Howie must love Vic Fangio.
Wait till Zach Bond's not here.
Yeah. Well, real quick on the Zach Bond thing.
Yes.
Because this could go – I'm trying to put my mind in the mind of Eagles front office.
Yes.
And what we sit here think is you get Zach Bond, you have to keep him here, you got to pay him, so on and so forth. But I think what they might think is – I've done this once. I can do this again.
I guarantee you that's what they're
thinking. That's what they're thinking.
I guarantee.
That, you know, that's what we did with Nigel Bradham, and that's what, you know what I mean?
Like, White, yeah, T.J. Edwards.
You know, and you keep telling me that I can't lose these guys, and I lose them, and then I go and get another guy that is as good as the guy that I lost.
So let me ask you this, Spike, Jack. We all want them to retain Zach Bond, keep him here.
Yep.
Are they going to pay N'Kobe Dean as well? Now, N'Kobe is their draft pick.
Right.
He's eligible for an extension next year, this offseason.
Now, he is under contract for the next 2 years?
No.
Just one year.
1 year. Okay. Because he wasn't the first round pick.
Okay, right.
So he's
right,
only
right.
a 4-year deal. Remember, that's how they had to pay Jalen early. So, and after your third year, you're eligible. Not only is N'Kobe eligible for an extension after the season, so is Jordan Davis. Now, they do have Jordan Davis for 2 more years. And they also have to decide, I think, before the draft to pick up his fifth year.
I believe so, yes.
Yes, so I think before the draft they have to decide to pick up his fifth year, which it would be guaranteed. So I'm only saying this to say
there's a lot of decisions.
There's a lot of this, and Mekhi Becton's a free agent. So there's a lot of decisions that have to be made, and the Eagles do things with the future in mind. Well, so they're basically going to be in a position where they have to pay two linebackers good linebacker money.
Which they obviously traditionally have not done.
Right.
But they also paid a running back for the first time. They
put a lot of money on that offense.
They have.
Well, unfortunately, I do not understand the NFL salary cap well enough to look at the position that they're in. NFL salary cap is difficult. For some reason, maybe it's just because of the podcast, I get the NBA one. I understand the NBA one. The NFL one, I...
Well, because you're not dealing with signing bonuses.
Right, and spreading the money out and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I hope they do keep Zach Bond. I just know it's not an easy decision for them.
Sure.
As simple as that, because they are going to be thinking about, okay, who's coming up next for a contract? How does that play into the salary cap in 2026? Because at some point, these salaries are going to balloon on the offensive side of the ball.
Right. Well, Goddard, you figure, is probably
gone. That's
another
one.
Well, Goddard's probably gone. Right. Slay, probably gone.
Yes. The older guys are definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a tough decision.
Well, BG coming back wouldn't be a money thing, I don't think.
Wow. He was pretty good this year.
Yeah, if I'm
BG,
him.
BG, if you're listening, you might want to make it a money thing.
Yeah, if I'm him, I certainly would be like, hey, man.
Well,
it'll cost y'all a little more than this year.
Again, and for some reason people get mad when you say – one of the things, because I say it. If Ike says it, it's right. When I say it, it's wrong. But it's why they winning the Super Bowl now is imperative. I mean, you're not going to
kind of. Yeah, no, you're right.
You're not going to get these opportunities all the time. We learned that in 2022.
Especially with Saquon. Who knows what he's like physically next year after this year.
All of a sudden, it's become – like to say Super Bowl or bust, I understand like the connotation, but it's imperative to win the Super Bowl this year.
It is, though, Jack. You can't go on the run that they've gone on. Have this thing set up the way it's going to be set up the rest of this year. I mean, they may win 14 games this year. So, and that may not be good enough to get the number one seed. And I say this to say, I don't know if they're going to have a team this good this late in the season next year.
Right.
So, to me, it does become... We got to take advantage of this now. We got to take advantage of this right now.
So the big play from Cooper DeJean yesterday is when he stood up Derrick Henry and basically body slammed him.
Yes.
Here's what Cooper said after the game about the play.
What did it feel like having that hit on Henry? Obviously, a big stick.
Yeah, it was cool. I said this earlier, but I didn't expect to fully pick him up and put him on the ground. That's kind of just happened. Like that. I was just trying to do my job, run through him, make the tackle.
What's it like bringing him down?
He's a big dude. I felt it, for sure. But luckily he was just turning around, so he didn't really see me coming. So I could sneak up on him and be able to make the tackle.
I didn't expect to pick him up and slam him to the ground, but I did.
Yeah.
But I did.
It's a good thing we won't see him again for another 4 years.
No, yeah. Trust me, he remembers it.
Well, the last time, unless we play him in the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's the only
I'll
way.
Take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. And by the way, Coop, you're getting, he's going to truck you in the Super Bowl. Like, one time, he is going to look
for you. He's going to be looking for you, yes.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Oh, here we go. Here's a new question. Hypothetically, if you can only sign one this offseason, who would you sign, Mekhi Becton or Zach Bond?
What's the shrug?
Zach Bond.
Yeah. What do you think the percentage is at?
70?
88.
88.
Yeah. I mean, people see what Bond does a lot clearer than what they see Becton
does. And you've got a feeling that Steen could possibly replace Becton.
When you get people on this show talking about how unimportant guards are on the offensive line, certain people on this show.
I think I've even said that at a time.
Yes, I'm saying.
I know it, yes. I will say this. It is the least important line
of the position.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Now, I wonder what Howie would say if you sent him that Twitter question.
Oh, he would say Becton.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. They just paid Landon Dickerson.
Yes, $20 million. Dollars.
Yeah.
Who are they paying guards $20 million a year?
Lou and Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Are you still giving away that free Ike juice?
Oh, yeah, Hookie Muff must been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. Buzz awake today.
There we go.
Hey, Spike, first off, I have to let you know that I'm going to work with Lou from Nebraska because his calls have been little coming up a little short. So I'm going to work with him. So I just want to let you know that first off.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Big Lou. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, oh, is this Big Lou? Yeah.
It's Big Lou.
Oh, okay.
We got Big A and we got Big Lou.
Yeah. So I was a little concerned going into this Ravens game only because the last call we were on, or I was on, I told you I had full confidence in the defense. And I want to kind of jump on what number five said, but just a little stretch it out a little further. What's going to happen as this secondary gets better? That means that we're going to play more one-on-one defense, man-on-man, which will free up another guy who's it, the Blockins or Block? What'd you call him?
Oh, you're talking about Brian Chalkins.
Yeah, yeah. So he's going to be able to play in the box a little more.
We're just giving people names.
More pressure.
They're going to be like, is Brian Chalkins a new player on the team?
No, he's just our white guy that plays in the defensive secondary. Yeah.
So it's going to open up things a whole lot more as these guys on the back end get better because the pressure is already there. So we'll be able to open up the defense a little more, and Vangio is going to have a field day with these guys. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, have you seen a better offensive line than we have right now? There's not a guy on the offensive line that you can't pull into space, which opens up a whole new world on the offensive line.
Lou, I thought it was amazing when Baldy said last week that this is the most dominant offensive line he has seen. Yeah, that's saying a lot.
That's coming from an offensive line.
You're talking about 300
who played in Dallas, by the way.
Oh, yeah, right. You're right.
Played
in
Dallas.
Yeah, you're talking about guys that are 300 plus that can move like that. The sky's the limit. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not taking anything away from 22. I mean, he's a great guy. You know that. But I think I could get 3 yards behind this line.
Uh-oh. Sounds like an Elliott thing.
And then how would you feel after the linebacker hit you?
No, I only said one time 3 yards. That's what I have. So it's good. I'm looking forward. There's no team in the NFL that scares me. Not one.
I agree.
And yeah,
I agree.
That's including the Lions.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Lou.
It's because of this defense.
The thing about not a team that scares you, the one team I would be scared playing, as iffy as they've played all year, is, like, I am not saying the Chiefs are dead until
Oh, no, not until they're dead.
Yeah, I don't want to play them in any Super Bowl. I'd rather play someone else than them.
Yeah, we've done that already.
Yeah.
Let's play somebody else.
No, we need a rematch.
Beat Andy.
You want to take on Andy.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Jack.
Give me the Steelers.
No.
I'd rather play Pittsburgh, man.
In the Super Bowl, I'd love to play Pittsburgh.
Yeah, are we trying to win this thing or you want a matchup?
Oh, right, my bad.
I want the easiest matchup.
No, I want Josh Allen.
So you can do a whole week
yeah, 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 yeah.
I know you.
Who would
he's thinking about shows he wants to do.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me? One show?
We got the Gene jersey.
All right, Jack, your choice. Do you want OG Wade or Reese, who is worried about Hurts? So do you want Hurts defender or the guy who's worried about
Hurts? I think you should start Reese.
Okay.
I think you should go text line, and then I think you should close it out.
Close with OG Wade. Okay. Reese in North Philly, you're on WIP.
Yeah, y'all know y'all got to start with the GOAT, baby. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I agree, Reese.
Come on,
you've been making
now.
A lot of sense recently.
Now, I got good news and bad news. I'm going to go with the good news first. The good news is I took Saquon when he was plus 10,000 on the MVP odds.
I'm very jealous.
There you go.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh. Very jealous.
That's the good news.
That's the good news.
The bad news is it's going to come a game in the playoffs where Saquon ain't going to be able to run us out of trouble for our poor first half start. And that new warm average quarterback going to have to throw more than 118 yards, and it ain't going to happen. I already see the letdown months away. That's all I got to say today, fellas.
Well, now, on a day after a glorious win and we're 10-2, you come in here with this nonsense,
yep.
Reese?
How can you do that?
I'm objective, man. I'm an honest soul. I'm like Kendrick Lamar. I hate Hurts like he hates Drake.
Wow. I didn't realize you were an anti-Hurts guy.
The guy wins a lot of football games,
Reese.
Well, he wins a lot of football games.
We win a lot of football games to the talent around him allows him. He threw for 118 yards.
Yep. That's all he needed to do yesterday.
Yep. And we get gaslit, don't we, Reese?
Where we need him to throw for more, and he ain't going to be capable to make some throws that we need him to make. It's evident to me. We start too slow every game.
I'm telling you this, Reese. Reese, I want you to be the first caller after the first playoff game. I don't want you ducking. I don't want you running. After we win the first playoff game and Jalen has a good game, I don't want to hear this nonsense.
No, I believe we're going to win the first playoff game. I don't deny that.
So basically you're waiting until he doesn't win a game to blame
him. I would love to be wrong, but I just don't see a scenario where he's going to be able to be our quarterback when we.
How did he look in the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes?
He's the reason we lost. If he don't fumble, we win.
I'm just asking you, how did he look throwing the football that game?
Oh, that was the best throwing performance of his career by far.
Man, he looked glorious, didn't he?
And we still lost because he fumbled. His mistake still
they couldn't get a stop.
We also kicked a field goal on 4th and 6 and punted the ball when we shouldn't have.
And Quez had a drop.
And don't even bring up that dude.
Our defense only gave up 24 points to Mahomes. in that Super Bowl. Mahomes gave him 7, and the special teams gave him that 7 when they let them get to the 5-yard line.
Reese, so can I ask you this?
No, you're on my radar. We got the same. You got my last name. You're on my radar. That's all I'm saying.
I love you, Ike. I love you, man. I love this show, man.
But we're 10-2, and you don't like the quarterback. I don't understand it.
Me either.
Can you imagine if we had 2017 Carson Wentz with this offense?
Let's
not start fantasizing.
All right. Reese, one last question. Yeah. You said you hoped you're wrong. Now, Jack doesn't want to be wrong.
No.
Jack would rather have the Eagles not win the Super Bowl and have Jalen Hurts.
Don't you say that.
Would never say that.
Reese, do you really hope that you're wrong, or do you hope that you're wrong?
Of course I want to be wrong. Okay. Listen, I love my team. If I wanted to be right, I would ask God to make Hurts a good quarterback, okay. But I can't control that.
God, I love Reese.
Thank you, Reese. All right. The text line
is the guest host one day.
Oh, love to have Reese in here. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
And Brady, man, woo-wee, did you see those punts? And don't even get me started on a long snapper. Ike in the car, on the way home, still doing his opening rant.
I was pretty excited.
You were.
Open the show.
You were. I was like, we do the thing where Ike does victory, and then I got to talk so Ike catches his breath. But Ike's like, enough of you already.
I'm ready to go.
Shut up. What's next?
I'm excited.
Should I bring up the lighter practices being better tomorrow, or should I just put that take away? Elliot listening to Ike in the 2 o'clock hour.
Oh, no, we're bringing that up tomorrow.
So might be the lead.
Yeah. No, the lead is the worm working overtime.
Oh, and then, yes.
And then the practices.
It is so great, though. I mean, him and Howard are just two peas in a pod right now.
They are. They
Elliot
are.
And Howard fighting back-to-back on Nick Sirianni.
Yep. Who's the bigger Nick Sirianni guy?
Yep.
I'm the only one that's offered to shave my head for him. Neither of those guys have. I just want to be clear.
Neither have I.
What's next?
Well, Val, a delicious meal as always. Honestly, I can't say which was better, the green beans or the stuffing. Spike being typically obstinate even at Thanksgiving.
We didn't get who that was from. That from Ken?
No, oh, no, it's wow. From, yeah. Spike's inner monologue.
Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Jalen and Nick were talking every day for hours? Why? I haven't even seen my Nick in weeks. Joel in Center City.
Oh. Well,
out again tomorrow.
It's fair. Yeah.
I got blinders on. I got blinders on, man.
Yeah, he said he doesn't care till January.
Okay, I got blinders on, man.
What's next?
We're working tomorrow. Unlike those Beat the Hammer contestants, they're terrible. Nick Sirianni, definitely not a WIP listener.
Dude, he's going to be a P1.
Going to be a P1?
Well, he is a P1.
P1. Yeah,
he's a P1.
What's next?
Hair perfectly styled. Smelled great. Beautiful eyes. Ike still listing random things about Cooper DeJean.
Next line.
Wow, that sounded bad, man.
You sure did. OG Wade, we close it off with you. OG, is Jalen Hurts, should he be in the MVP discussion?
I think only a hater would say no.
Mm.
Okay. What I believe is that I don't know if it's a personal thing with you guys about Jalen, or is it maybe a cultural thing.
You're on pause for a second. Don't do the cultural thing where you sort of like sleekly try to accuse us of being racist. Like, that is not funny. It's not part of the show. It's not true. And if you want to make the jokes about it being personal, whatever, but that is not cool. Nobody here thinks that. And if you think that, I'm actually offended. So let's put that to the side. Could we?
Can I speak now?
Dude, how about you just answer to what I said, and then you can speak.
And I did answer your question. So can I go on? I'm not going to say what I said. Can I move on?
Sure.
Okay. Now, their numbers, Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts' numbers, is identical. So why do y'all think that he shouldn't be considered an MVP candidate? And Josh, they got the same record. Their running backs got 11 touchdowns apiece, both of them. Josh, they all numbers. Touchdowns, same thing. Why is Jalen Hurts not an MVP candidate and Josh Allen is? Answer that question.
Jack, would you like to take it? Or
I've watched the both. I've watched them both play. He's throwing to Keon Coleman, who's not playing right now. He's throwing to Khalil Shakir, who's not playing right now. He's playing right now. He's throwing to Dalton Kincaid, who's been in and out of the lineup. He's not behind the best offensive line in football. Like, I don't know why we have to do this with Jalen and Josh Allen. Jalen's playing really well for Jalen. Josh Allen is an elite quarterback in this league who, if he was here, I don't think they'd be turning into a game manager, which is what they've done with Jalen. Again, I know people like to do, well, you can't do if he was here, but then it matters if we're talking about an individual player's greatness. And it's why I've never been wowed by Jalen, which is fine. Whatever. People like Jalen more than me. But if Josh Allen was here, I guarantee you he would not have 14 passing touchdowns like Jalen has. I guarantee you he'd be 25-plus.
Okay, can we not do the if?
But it matters. We're talking about Jalen and his situation.
Yeah, you asked him why.
Here's what matters. What matters is the facts. Is what is. Jalen Hurts has been
with
us.
It's circumstantial.
Hold on. Slow down, bro. He was with our Smitty and AJ for 9 total games this year. He's in a brand new offense. Josh Allen is in his second year in office. And Josh Allen deserves everything, all the credit he's getting. But I want to know, why is the disrespect for Jalen so vehemently? That's my question.
So what?
Okay, we can do that. All you mean is that disrespect that Jalen does not belong with the Lamars. But Jalen's numbers is that, you know, it was a question. Oh, does Jalen Hurts have the ability to come back that? Well, didn't he prove that yesterday?
No.
He proved that yesterday. So everything you put up against Jalen, he answers. But y'all still don't want to respect him.
OG, one of the numbers that you're talking about is total touchdowns, which includes tush-push touchdowns, which I think we can all agree are not the same.
Here we go.
All right. You can't ask for the reasons, and then when Jack or I give you the reasons, you do, oh, here we go.
Reasons are,
yes, they are.
Excuses. Does the tush-push equal 6 points or not?
Yes.
Okay, so they're excuses.
No.
They're not reasons.
No, they're not excuses. Let me ask you this, OG. You accused us, me, Jack and I specifically, of hating Jalen.
Well, yeah, he knows I'm pro Jalen.
Right.
Number one, of course. Put him on the Mount Rushmore.
So let me ask you this. Put us to the side, OG. Why is Josh Allen the odds-on favorite to win MVP? And why is one of Jalen's teammates have better odds than Jalen of winning MVP? And why, if you asked, I would say every national pundit there is, they would pick Josh Allen over Jalen Hurts for MVP. So take Jack and I out of it. Why do all of those people think that Josh Allen deserves MVP over Jalen?
Great question. It's called narrative pushing.
No.
It's a narrative that they want to push.
No,
there's nothing sexy about what Jalen does. Jalen has an old-school type of style of play.
So yeah, because he hands the ball off.
But what he does is he gets the job done. I can tell you this here. There is not one player that's ever played with Jalen Hurts that didn't have career years. Jalen Hurts make players around him better. Okay?
Nah.
Dude, Devontae Smith.
No, he doesn't.
Devontae Smith catches two balls a game now.
Hold on. He came here as a good a college good receiver.
He was the Heisman Trophy winner. At the 10th overall pick.
You are insane sometimes.
Right.
We got to.
Let me land my plane.
No, we got to go.
Your plane's
landed.
You have 10 seconds.
You always got to go when you're
The Brandon Graham Show is next. next. He's on the Eagles. Man, you are not.
I'll see you tomorrow, folks.
No.
All right. He's not going to see me tomorrow.
No, he's not going to see you tomorrow. Right. On the air, he's going to see you tomorrow.
The Brandon Graham Show is next. And then the Players Lounge with...
Good fight, OG.
With Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Cooper DeGene. It'll be live here at Chickies and Peach. You can listen on your radio, watch on YouTube. We will be back with you tomorrow with this show on WIP. All right. Boy, OG really... really takes it out of you, doesn't he? You know what else takes it out of you? I mean, you don't get any hot water from your shower. You turn on the faucet. You turn on the, you know, the what's it called in your shower? The thing that the water comes, spigot? Nah, it's not called a spigot. Whatever it is. You don't get any hot water. You need a new water heater. You got to go Bradford White. Two words, Bradford White. I want to implant it in your head because you probably don't need a water heater now. But what's going to happen is it's going to go. You're going to need hot water, and you're going to need to remember something. I need you to remember Bradford White. It's built to be the best. It's made 100% here in the United States. It's the best because it's going to give you hot water reliably. It's the best because it's going to last longer than any other water heater you could buy, whether it's home or work or tankless or tank, whatever it is. Bradford White. So when it's time, when you don't have hot water and you need it, I want you to go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing professional near you, and learn more.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.